Hey, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Amanda, and we have a very special guest with us today. Oh, also, I did the intro. Shane wasn't supposed to be here, but he desperately wanted to be here, and we were like, he was supposed to be away on vacation, finally, but he's here, so.
I was away on vacation. You guys just delayed this by a week.
But it wasn't because we wanted you in it.
I haven't heard another reason.
Well,
I wanted you in it.
Exactly.
All right. Our special guests are Chance and Tommy, and they really wanted you in it. So we had to change it.
Oh, okay.
They didn't want to be alone with me, is what they said.
Oh, okay.
She spanks us.
She spanks us.
Oh, whoa.
And they said they liked it.
I did walk into the studio, and everyone was like scared. Everyone was acting really nervous.
And I was like,
in the week that I was gone.
Oh, yeah.
You're walking around like,
I was walking around like, hey, Shane.
Ready to go?
Yeah, you left and I decided to spank the shit out of everybody.
What the hell?
Yeah. What the
and
hell?
Somehow, I will say, somehow, we are behaving better.
That's why HR is okay with it.
Look at these boys.
Look at my
You said cross your legs, hide your balls.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No balls.
You can't do that?
I literally can't comfortably.
Your schlong's just too freaking big. Okay,
oh, because he's got big muscles.
Yeah, you're big. What are those?
No, it's because his hips are tight.
It doesn't feel like my hips, though.
What
like,
are these?
I think it might be
my hammy.
Wait,
right
what
here.
Are those? Your hammies.
My hammy is, like, blocking it.
Well, I got a hammy, but it's pushed to the side.
My hammy's not pushing the, like, it's not.
Maybe it's a length of
Shane, you
length
have to push
of
your
leg
hammy
thing.
To the
Guys,
side.
Guys, welcome to a new segment on Smosh Mouth. Guess the diameter of Shane's hammies.
Like,
how?
I think your hips are too tight.
Maybe it's my hips are too tight.
Yeah.
No, I think Tommy was right. I also can't do it, and I think it's the length.
I think it's
the
length.
Length of your hammies. You don't have long, gorgeous hammies like us and the like me and the boys.
Like me and the boys.
Oh, it's all right.
Oh, no, we wanted you here.
You stay like that.
Yeah, I sit like that.
I'll sit like an American Girl doll here.
Oh my God, Samantha.
No.
No.
I sit like this.
This is how I sit.
Oh,
shoes okay. on the couch.
Shoes on the couch.
Oh, mine are barely there. Anyways, guys, we're playing the wheel game again.
Yes.
Yes, we love the wheel game.
We never really,
it's so fun.
We didn't figure out what the wheel game was last episode.
We don't know we didn't the definition.
We didn't do anything this time. So.
Yeah, the wheel game.
We kind of did the wheel game together.
Yes, we did.
A year ago?
We did
Sorry,
cartoon.
I'm trying not to burp.
What's going
Don't.
On?
Do you know
I was
what?
Like,
when someone
try not to burp.
When someone holds in a burp, do you guys call them out on it or just let them work through the process?
I let them work through it. I let them work through it.
I punch it out of them.
What I don't allow is when someone has like the
bubble,
the bubble, and they're like, yeah, so like, I went in the ball, and I'm like, cough now.
Yeah,
cough now.
I kind of agree.
It drives me into. But if someone's like, yeah, and I'm like, it's okay.
Oh,
give
them
time.
You guys
when
you were young,
give them time.
Vapors, lungs, vapors, throat.
Vapor throat?
Like when they are like, it's like vapor? Crunchy. Darth Vapor is
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
They're like
yeah.
crunchy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh girl, that, you need you some
just,
water.
You just have to let them work through that.
No, I don't.
Yeah. See,
yeah.
The air bubble in my throat, when you're a kid, that's so exciting. Because you'd be talking, and then you'd be like, oh my God, I'm not even doing a voice right now. This is, and you're just like, you're like having a great time.
It sucks when you're trying to have a good conversation, but something's occurring. You're like,
oh yeah, it's
yeah,
really
it's my
tough.
Mom and I
have to say, every single time I do a cameo, I have to burp.
What happens?
You should just
it's
let
the,
it out.
It's the yeah. clenching of energy
Use
and the
it.
Nonstop speaking that I've, almost every time I'm like, hey, and Jennifer, I hope you have an incredible Sorry, had to burp.
Keep
That's
it. Keep it all.
Sometimes I burp and then I'm like, they can't want that.
They.
Oh, they probably do.
You
probably
never
do.
Know there's some freaks out there.
Burp, 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 burp.
Chance just leaves it all in. Burps, farts.
I've never heard Chance burp or fart.
Well,
he doesn't.
I have not
I can't
really...
fart because I sewed my butthole shut. How many times do I have to tell you guys this?
That seems so uncomfortable.
No, it's yeah. the best thing I ever did.
He made a new one on the back of his head.
I once.
Can you imagine
you know
how
what,
awful
I,
that
I
would
once
be?
I watched him eat a Costco hot dog and it came out at the same yeah. time he was eating
he's
it.
He's just yeah. like this.
He goes to the bathroom like he's in a salon.
They go back to put shampoo on it.
And, like,
and he lifts back up and they go, oh my God.
They're like, okay, let me just get a little.
They're like, no.
They go, is that okay?
Let me clean your butthole.
Okay? Okay? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Is that okay?
Should I
Soft.
Condition your butthole?
They just shave right around it. Oh, they give it a little. They give it so he's walking in from behind. He just has one little bald spot, and it's just the perfect spot for it.
It's gorgeous.
So, anyways, what are we doing today?
So we're playing the wheel game again. The wheel game is essentially, here's the deal with the wheel game. It's very hard for me to describe it.
Intro it one more time.
I wasn't supposed to be here, so you got this.
I spin the wheel, I land on a number, and then I do a scene with that intensity? Or...
Yes. So yes. We're going to spin the wheel, and no one else is going to know what number that we got. And then we are going to then act out or do something or explain something in a way that is the number out of 10.
So the number's like a level.
Oh, the number's like a level.
Level two, level ten.
Ten is like best intense, and one is like worst, not as intense. So if it's like I'm trying to hide the butthole in the back of my head, and I got like a 5. No, I got like an 8. I would like really try to hide it, but not so aggressively.
Right. And if I got a 1, I'd be like, do you want to see the butthole in the back of my head?
Yeah.
One of the smiley faces.
That means rolling again.
There's 12
slots you have to roll again.
We just have two that.
Okay, the green smiley face is
rolling
again.
Maybe if you get a smiley face, you get to pick your own number.
Oh my God. Smiley face, you have to tell us something that you're really happy about.
And then yellow smiley face, you have to spank me. Sorry,
we already.
So does that mean slap you on the back of the head?
Amanda will
actually. That's true. Never mind. Don't do that.
Slap me on the back of the head.
It's
because spanking is where the hole is.
Jeez. You spank the hole.
No, stop, stop, stop. We have to play the game. We have to play the game.
Holy!
That's what it sounds like.
That sound is crazy.
I'll guess.
I'll spin.
Okay.
Don't look.
I'm not looking. It's easy to not look.
Okay.
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 All right.
All right, so now I guess change it up.
Yeah.
All right, we changed it up. It's now on the smiley.
Let's do tourist spots in L.A.
Okay, tourist spots in L.A.
Based off of this number
tourist
that we just
tourist spots in L.A., did. 1 being the worst, 10 being the best.
Okay.
Everything I'm thinking of is I'm like, that's actually a 1.
Well, everything I'm thinking about is that, like, a so you're tourist most likely, would want to go there.
It's a 1 or it's a 6.
But I don't want to go there.
Okay, so you guys are talking about, so I'm guessing it's already a 4.
Hollywood stars.
Did I nail it?
What did you say?
He said,
is it a 4?
When did you say that?
Right now.
Just now.
Before the Hollywood stars or after?
Yeah, I said before the Hollywood stars because you guys are struggling. So I'm like,
if I said Hollywood stars, would you say?
I would say 1.
I think Walk of Fame is a 1.
There's nothing to do.
Walk guys, of fame this is the
one.
Issue.
It's a sidewalk with shit on it.
She said tourist attraction. So if I was a tourist.
Yeah.
No, see, that's the thing is we should have declared, are we a tourist or are we us?
Either way, it's a 1.
Wait, are we us or a tourist?
Tourists get there and they're like, wow, it smells like shit. There's a fat Spider-Man humping Jesus. And
let's say
Wonder Woman is passed out drunk.
I don't know. Let's do it for ourselves because it is such a different thing. Like when I go visit a place and I go, oh, I want to see this. Locals are always like, oh, don't do that. But I'm like, for me, first time here, it's exciting.
So no, is it,
but, yeah. but some things just don't.
I'm sorry.
LA's a terrible tourist
guys,
place.
So is it us first time here?
Let's do it just us. How
us
we
right
feel,
now.
How we.
I'm going to say the Grove.
He already guessed.
I know. But okay. I would say the Grove because you're going to go there. It's pretty.
I don't mind the Grove.
Yeah, I don't either. But
it's not
like,
a 10.
What are you going to do? You're going to take the lap?
True.
You're not going to buy anything. It's too expensive.
No. If you go during the holidays, it's a 6.
If you go during the holidays,
right.
It's a 6.
You're right. But
because it's like you do the loop. The farmer's market is different.
I would say for you guys, I would believe like a 3 or a 4.
Right. Well,
that's where I'm at.
Well, he got it. So.
Well, you got it.
You said four. Yeah.
I said 4 forever ago. Was that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. You were right.
Okay.
So Hollywood stars.
We didn't give it to him.
I did it before you guys said a thing.
Incredible.
Should I go?
Yes.
Yeah, Amanda
look away.
Goes.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Shopify. I don't know about you, but I love seeing a small business take off. It's just so exciting to see someone who has an idea and then they make it happen. How inspiring. You know, Smosh did that. Just two guys making videos and look at us now. I have my own podcast. Don't tell Shane that I said that, but it's mine. If you're looking for growth, you have to use Shopify. Shopify is an all-in-one e-commerce platform that handles setup, checkout, and gives you the tools you need so you can focus on the other stuff. Shopify powers millions of businesses worldwide, from names like Mattel and Gymshark to your business that you started in your living room. So stop sitting around and waiting for something to happen. Go start your own business with Shopify. Smosh's website is perfect. We love putting up fun merch like our sock collection. With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business. So go make it one.
I have the power now. Start your free trial at shopify.com/smosh. Start your free trial at shopify.com/smosh. That's shopify.com/smosh. Now back to the show. I'm not old. I'm young.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
All right.
You can look again.
You can look.
Okay.
Hey.
Tourist.
We're not doing not that doing category that. Again, please.
Category?
Category.
Oh my God, no.
Sorry.
Jesus.
They don't want to watch that. Okay, pickup lines based on cringe with that number that you just got.
Wait, okay. Pickup lines
so based 10 would be the cringiest.
Cringy pickup lines.
Okay.
Cringy pickup lines with 10 being the cringiest.
Give it to me. I'm a girl at a bar.
Oh God, this
Hey, Chica. I lost my number. Can I have yours?
It's like not horrible, but it's not great.
I started with "Hey, Chica," just so you
yeah. Know. Yeah, no, I remember.
Okay, how about this? How about this?
Si, señor.
Did you fall down the pretty tree and get hit by every branch?
The fuck? It sounds like I'm ugly as fuck.
No, you're on the pretty tree.
No, but a pretty tree just but feels
you,
like
you were on the pretty tree and you got hit on the way down, so now you're like yeah.
So
mangled.
Now I'm ugly as fuck.
Okay, well,
okay, God, got
you,
it.
Looks like you fell down the pretty tree. Are you okay? You should go to the hospital. Shit, man.
Shane, I'm like a girl at a bar.
Yeah.
Martini
Shane's never.
Hand.
I've heard about
Shane's
that.
Shane's never talked to a
He's
girl.
Heard about it.
I've never
it's
talked
true,
to a girl.
Name a woman.
I don't. This is like the worst.
He's like
category
Mary.
For me to get. I don't know shit about this stuff. I actually don't have.
He's like Scarlett Johansson.
I do not know.
Like, ooh.
Marilyn Monroe.
Especially based on like I'm.
Pretend
just,
you're a loser.
Yeah, I just.
Come on, Shane.
Shit. Look at that face. Look at that face.
Shane just used the one that
the
used.
Chosen doesn't hit on people. He's not
My
interested.
My martini is empty, and mommy is thirsty.
Hey, mommy, can I get you another mommy teeny?
Hey, mommy, can I get you another mommy teeny?
Ew!
There you go. Okay, and what's our number?
I want to vomit in my butt. Honestly, this is giving me like 3. Or
No. Remember.
It's based on cringe, so.
10 is cringy.
Oh, sorry,
so we kind of flipped it.
Correct. This is giving me 8 or 9.
Pick one of the two.
Pick one.
There's way worse ones, but these are not great. 8.
Yes!
You got it.
Wow.
You are incredible.
You are smart. You are pretty. And you hit every branch.
You are so fucking cool.
Thanks, guys.
You hit every branch.
That's awesome. Hey, did you hit every branch falling off the pretty tree? So I'm mangled?
You look fucked
what?
Up.
Am I scraped
okay,
up?
Okay, my turn.
Don't look.
Don't look. Don't look.
Let's do
locked in.
What if we do superheroes?
Sure.
Okay, we're locked in.
I said the category, and now I'm like, ooh, what do I say?
Oh. And he knows superheroes.
I was just saying.
So
that.
It's like, and
he
I don't
superheroes.
Know superheroes.
So it's like, if there's a superhero that I don't know, but I'm like, nah, he seems kind of lame. He might think he's cool.
Right. No,
or
that's so
if
true.
I think
I'm
he's really
excited
cool,
for lanterns.
He might think lame.
Excuse me.
Lanterns.
Green.
What is his name? Lindelof is doing lanterns.
Green
Lantern?
Yeah, Green Lanterns.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
doing a series. The guy who did Lost and, more importantly, Watchmen.
Whoa.
Is doing a lantern series.
I actually
okay.
saw
and
that.
And the Leftovers. Yeah.
I'm into
Leftovers,
so.
That show. Ugh.
It was okay. tough.
What? Ugh, that yeah. was a hard show.
I loved it, though.
This is hard.
And this is based on, like, how hard. You feel about these
right.
superheroes.
Sure,
yeah, which
sure.
is hard, because...
Yeah.
I think my general consensus is good, too.
Yeah. You know a lot about superheroes.
You know what I'm going to say? And people might get mad at... This
okay.
might not work.
Okay.
Let's go for it. Let's go for it.
Okay. Superman.
Okay.
I'm going to say Captain Underpants.
Okay. Now, this is interesting, because Superman, if we're going on, like, power dexterity, he's, like, he's going through. Like, he's... There's not uh-huh. many people that are going to stop him, uh-huh. but he's so boring. Like, he's never going to die. He's never in trouble. Superman stories are always about humanity, not Superman himself, because he's always going to pull through.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. about saving as many of us as he can before he goes out. It's a metaphor for Jesus. So he's boring in that way. Okay. Captain Underpants, hilarious, iconic. Is he a good superhero? Who's he fighting? He's going to get murked.
Yeah.
Right.
Great.
My turn. Great.
He's like Teen Titans Go.
I was going to say, I'm going to go with my gut, but I know this is now going to fuck it up. But I was going to say Ryan Reynolds, Green Lantern.
Oh, so
wow.
Specifically
okay.
Ryan Reynolds.
I would
Ryan
like to,
Reynolds.
I would like to lock in my answer.
Okay.
And it is?
I'm going to go with 2. Oh, fuck.
It was one.
It's one.
Fuck.
That was really hard. I said it, and then I was like, who's
you
a
said,
one?
You said so lanterns, close. And I was like, fuck, I was going to say Green Lantern.
Oh, no,
Ryan
Green
Reynolds.
Lantern would have been up there, but Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern's definitely lowered it. Fuck,
correct.
It's
one. No, you
it's
did
one.
It. You took you Superman exactly as I was pitching okay. it, which is like.
You killed it.
He's so what? It's
he's
like,
so
whatever. It's Superman. I liked the movie.
I liked the new movie.
The new movie was good.
That's because that guy's good. I like him.
He's good, and because Lois was such a fun dynamic to see. It's like, oh, they're already together. We don't have to do the whole thing.
We don't have to do
awesome.
That.
Just and let's
to,
challenge him.
Smooching.
Okay, you're super, but you're not very good at press interviews, and you're not very good at showing how you should be operating.
Agreed. Who's your number one superhero that you love?
Ooh, I think I know mine.
Who is it?
I do really like comic book Wolverine a lot. He's nice. Awesome.
So good.
I think
Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel.
Nice.
I was reading the comics when they came out. That was very fun.
I think mine, I'm still going to go with Iron Man. He's always been, always will be. Was at the midnight premiere in 2008.
He's incredible.
Like, yeah.
He actually is incredible.
Awesome.
I do love Jean Grey.
That's nice. A good pull.
She's just so annoying, though. Yeah. She's like, nah, I'm going to pass out. My nose is bloody now. Like, bitch, put up the force field or don't. Like,
what?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, did you ever think about that, Amanda?
Sorry, that's Susan Storm.
Is it weird that my favorite superhero is Mothers?
Oh.
Tommy, thanks for having you on.
Wait, nurses.
Thanks for having you on.
Thanks for having you on.
Tommy, thanks for having you on. All right, Tommy has to guess now.
I am actually also a big Batman fan. I really do like Batman.
I love Batman.
I like superheroes who get their ass kicked all the time.
Yeah.
But who's a Batman we don't like, casting-wise? There's one Batman that I was like.
George Clooney?
No.
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck. I love Ben Affleck.
I think George Clooney is the one.
But I didn't love Ben Affleck's...
George Clooney doesn't really fit for me.
No.
Val Kilmer was
but
even
I like
good.
The nipples.
It's fine.
I loved the nipples.
Yeah. And,
that
and
was awesome.
Uma Thurman
like fun
was...
because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Uma Thurman's...
Poison Ivy?
Yeah. Poison Ivy.
Come on.
Are you guys... Do you guys know anything about Absolute Batman?
Excuse?
Yes.
Is that Batman and...
How about Absolute Joker?
Dude.
Absolute Bane.
So it's a current comic run right now, and they were like, what if Batman didn't have any money? What if he was just fully, what if he was a construction worker, and he, what if, like, they flipped the script, where his childhood's completely different, all this stuff, and he doesn't come from an affluent family and everything. And, but, instead of being rich, he's just as buff as humanly possible.
He sounds hotter.
He's like 6'8" and
he's
weighs
way
like
better leg.
500 pounds.
Absolute Joker's like this raptor version of Joker.
Yeah, everybody's messed up.
Yeah.
Everybody's just
that's
a
fun.
Nightmare.
Wait, I kind of like that.
I like that.
Bane is like 30 feet tall.
Bane. Yeah, people really like it.
Bane.
Oh, it's awesome. I've been reading them.
Bane.
Love them. Wonder Woman is raised in hell. So she has
finally some edge to
she's
her.
She's like missing an arm, and she rides like a flying like skeleton horse.
Did she replace the arm, or is she not?
She can like summon like
a power
a
arm.
Demon arm.
That's
basically.
So cool.
I'm probably getting this like lightly wrong, but it's like it's a version where she wasn't raised with the Amazon women.
Wait,
seems like.
I want to read this.
She's raised by Is she raised by Persephone? She's raised by like a goddess. Like,
I'm reading
in hell,
Persephone
in the
right
underworld.
Now.
I'm probably getting that wrong. But it's sick
reading
as hell.
Hades and Persephone smut right now. It's pretty awesome.
You should read Circe.
I have already read Circe.
Oh, you have read Circe.
I love Circe. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Odyssey, there was practical effects. The pigs.
Yes.
With Circe?
Sorry, no. I mean, that's the story of the Odyssey, but.
But Circe with pigs? If you haven't read Circe.
Okay,
or
that's
just
one
the
of my
Odyssey.
Circe.
Yeah, but
Circe
by Madeline Miller is one of my favorite books of all
time. Oh, yeah.
It's so good. You know, I got like the old school book where it looked like the pages were like ripped.
Cool.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
All right. Someone wants to spin.
Hey, Tammy. It's Tammy's guess.
Tammy.
Tommy, do you want to pick a category? Is there something you want?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pick. It's going to be an actor outer one.
You can open your eyes.
And this is going to be.
It's us.
I'm here. I have amnesia, and I just woke up.
I'm so sad for you.
And you're and you're telling me that I rolled my ankle.
So,
on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you?
How about we're just? How about?
Sorry, Tommy. What do you mean?
You
okay,
told us
you
what
rolled
to
your ankle.
Okay.
We just tell you news.
Okay.
We tell you news.
Okay.
And 1 through 10
is the news.
Is the news?
Okay. I just woke up from amnesia.
Yeah.
And
sleepless in Seattle.
You woke
about
up
it.
With amnesia.
I woke up with amnesia, and you're telling me some news.
Okay, 10 being the best news, one being
the worst news.
Okay. Oh, 10 being the best news.
Yes.
One being the worst news.
Yes.
Okay, I got this.
Tommy.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh. Nurse, oh. nurse.
Okay. Yeah? Oh, his voice changes when he wakes up from
that. He's just got a bubble in it. Just get
okay.
it out.
Tommy. Yeah.
Tommy.
I know you, I know you've been under for a long time.
Yeah. You're not in this scene.
And, I know you went under in 2020. A lot's happened. But.
What?
The worst of it being, Trump is president again.
Okay.
Okay, he.
Shane?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize we're doing like. Thought we were all together, like
no.
all three of us.
That's why I was. No. I go. No, it's I go. Shane, I love that you're committing, but you are not in this
acting
scene.
Not.
He was going like, well.
Sorry. Oh.
He was really into it.
It was yeah. really good.
Okay. Oh, Tommy.
Oh.
You're back.
Oh my God.
Oh no. He's sad to be back.
Tommy,
Jesus.
You know, you've been out for a couple weeks now.
Water, please.
He's been out for 5 years.
Yeah, you've been out for 5 years.
Water, right?
Oh, I would get you water, but there's no more water in the world, which is a whole different thing. But the doctors say your neck grew by 2 feet, so your neck is 2 feet longer, and it all hurts way worse.
Not my neck, my worst thing, my body.
Yeah, so they're saying you're mostly neck now.
Oh, that's really bad that, for
it
me.
Just, bad it just, for you, but good for... No, man.
No, hey, you're not in the scene.
Sorry.
So, I'm really sorry to tell you that. You're like 80% neck.
Oh.
80%.
You're like 80, and they say it's going to keep growing. You're going to be like a giraffe soon.
Oh, that sucks.
And it's all going to hurt.
That works out for my zoo kink. Amanda?
What?
Tommy! Oh, wait, hold on. Tommy!
No!
Get into cloning.
Tommy, this is... First of all, you've missed so much. Chance and I moved in together.
Congratulations.
And Shane is also living with us.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
In the basement. So, unfortunately, any, like, moon-inspired, baggy, wild, awesome, cool-looking, hip clothes from, like, Italy or anywhere... Any cool clothes that are like big and kind of stylistic and like a little like out of this world, they don't exist anymore. All the designers are dead.
Wait, so what does that have to do with us moving in together?
Nothing. That was just a little fun.
So
like anything that's like fun, like if you want like tiny, tiny little pockets.
Big gap has taken over.
A tiny little pocket in the back that looks like it's a circle. Like anything cooler.
Courtney doesn't
hit.
Live with us. We're still married, but she doesn't live here.
She doesn't live
yeah.
here.
So it's just a whole thing.
She
lives
in a mansion somewhere.
She lives in a mansion now.
I'm betting this is a 9. Or 10.
So.
Okay.
One is the worst.
Oh, sorry. I'm guessing this is a 2 or a 3.
Okay.
And your feet got lit on fire by accident by a nurse. She came in and dropped a birthday cake.
And you rolled your ankle.
You can't rebound it and try to
chip it
in.
Yeah.
It's a 1.
You can't be like, oh, and also.
The nurse came in and went, happy birthday. Whoa. He's out.
Actually, that's the immediate 1. You could wake up from a coma and it's everybody going, happy birthday to.
And you kick the cake.
It's a 1.
Yes.
Okay.
I think if I woke up from a coma and everybody was around me singing happy birthday, I would try to go back to sleep.
For sure.
I'd be like,
getting sung happy birthday to is the worst experience ever. I
really?
Hate it. I really don't like it. What do I do? Sing with you? I don't know what to do.
You
smile.
Hated it when we sang to you in your last birthday?
I hated every birthday. Unless you're harmonizing and it sounds really pretty.
Oh, okay, so you need singers.
I need singers.
Oh, I get it.
I can't.
I always
try
to harmonize when I'm singing, but you know
you
what?
You do be trying.
You put your mic down. You, bitch, you put your mic down. I will kill your ass. Anyways.
Who's next?
Oh, is it me? Oh, shit.
Okay, I've got it.
Sure.
You have to return, like, I'm your waiter, and you are asking to return the food. And a 10 is how badly, like, the situation is with the food. You're trying to be so polite.
And 10 is really bad.
And 10 is, like, as bad as it gets. One is like, oh, it's like the most mild thing.
Okay.
Amanda, you're first. Hey, how are we doing over here? How's the food?
You know what? We're doing okay.
Yeah.
My husband he's doing well.
The enchiladas look good.
Yeah.
How's those tamales?
The tamales are good. You know, they're just, the center of them is like a tiny bit like cold.
Oh, okay.
Just like the smallest amount cold.
Oh, just
like, I don't know, like, if it's frozen. Like, I don't know if it's frozen.
like, how hot would you say it is? I don't do numbers.
But like, okay. I don't know if it's like frozen, which is like,
oh, is the middle frozen?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know? Did you take a bite?
She can tell.
Who the fuck
are you? She can tell temperatures from her
eyes. You know what? I'm changing the number. Bitch, eat my ass. It's fucking frozen. Take it back to the kitchen and get me a molten chocolate cake.
Sweetie.
My husband's not happy.
Sweetie. I'm sorry. She's pregnant.
Unhappy.
She's pregnant.
Get me a fucking cake that bursts in the middle. I want it to melt over ice cream.
Her hormones.
No.
You want it to melt over ice cream? Okay, we can do that.
It's okay, baby. It's okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
What are you going to do for us?
All right. Yeah, how's the food over here?
This is a chicken patty. It's supposed to be turkey. Oh.
Oh, okay.
He's a simple man.
Wow, that sounds like the worst possible thing that could ever happen.
Can I get the chicken patty, please?
Yeah, we can get you the chicken patty. All right.
Hi, yeah, me and my wife, she's also my wife. When I ordered the spaghetti with chicken and she ordered the Alfredo with meatballs, I received spaghetti with meatballs and she got Alfredo with chicken.
Oh, so you're gonna swap them across the table.
Oh.
Meant to say is he got the Alfredo with the meatballs and the Alfredo's supposed to be the chicken and she got the spaghetti with the chicken.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So you need to send it back to the kitchen.
Yeah. Okay. Mishmashed.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put this at a two. It's either one or two. Oh, sorry. Yeah, 10 being like absolute nightmare shit.
Her tamales are frozen.
You said a little bit.
They're frozen.
In the middle.
They're frozen.
So imagine it, okay? It's like this much frozen.
Well, I would say like out of 10, it's probably like a...
Yeah, shut.
And your patty's completely wrong.
I mean, I ordered turkey. I got chicken.
You got chicken.
And I have two dishes that are almost right.
And his wife is right. Has a burp
so maybe,
for 10
maybe
years.
Maybe like a three or a four.
Okay, which of those
like,
two?
Those aren't like, one? It's not disgusting. It's not like, oh, there's hair in my food. It's just like, oh, this is just kind of incorrect.
Ew.
So I'll say three.
That's wrong. It's a four.
I got four again?
Yeah.
We were
gonna say. Shine, you get one more, you're going to get angel numbers.
You and this mic.
I love it.
Something is happening.
You got your fucking angel numbers right there.
Angel numbers.
He's just.
All right.
Hey, Smana.
You. Damn, put some torque on that.
Torque.
Shuffle those bad boys up. Let's do it.
I don't want a one and I don't want a four.
Respin it.
You don't always get what you want.
You got a four.
Are you joking? Those are some angel numbers. It all means we need rest, you guys. Okay. That's what a four means.
You can look.
What? Remember Macklemore? What happened to him?
Macklemore?
And Ryan Lewis?
You guys are... composing to Amanda.
Okay.
Macklemore. God, he was a thing.
He was
a thing.
He thought he was gay.
Dun, 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 dun.
He's not gay.
He's married to a woman.
He thought he was gay.
Thought he was gay.
Because he could draw.
Because he could draw.
I remember.
The song.
This is a big part of my life. Yes.
Can we go back?
Sing the song.
This is the moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a different song, but it's
no,
so,
I know. It wasn't that song.
It's probably still good.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
What are we doing?
Promposing. We're promposing.
Okay.
You're promposing to me, and I am in a tight corset-style dress.
Okay.
And it is lavender.
Amanda.
Wait, is 10 being great?
Yes.
10's like
10 is like the best proposal on earth.
Okay, here's... open this box.
Oh, my God. It's such a big box.
Yeah. And pig shaped little pink balloons fly.
Pig balloons come out.
Pink balloons.
Big pig balloons.
What are you saying?
I go, I'll take you to prom when pigs fly.
Are you calling me a pig?
Yeah, bitch, and you fell out of the pretty tree. So.
Yo, are you calling her a pig? That's fucked up, man.
That's okay. When pigs fly, like, it's a cute little expression.
When pigs fly means it's never going to happen.
But they're look, flying right
just
now.
Just because she's the least popular girl in school doesn't mean you need to call her a pig.
I'm in a I don't care. Lavender dress. You
Amanda,
just called me a pig, whatever, five times.
She's self-conscious about her little tail.
I don't care what other people say about you. I don't care that they call you a little pig oink oink girl. I don't care that you're so sweaty and you roll around in mud. Okay? I don't care that your hair is
my
so mangled.
My hormones make me sweaty.
And that you eat anything. Literally anything that's in front of you.
I have no allergies.
I don't care. I want you to go to prom with me.
Okay. Part of me is like, and moving on. Let's go. Get that mic out.
The way you're like.
He has a love affair with a mic. He doesn't often have mics. Do you want to be with me or do you want to be with Carl?
Are people just listening to this episode? You have no idea.
You got no,
so
you got
sorry.
No context.
Go on YouTube and
no,
watch it.
No, they can feel it.
They can probably.
I'm sorry. We need to be better about
someone
that.
Someone who's got like the certain levels turned up way high in their car is just getting weird. Like,
they like
ambient
feel it
shit.
Against their face.
Their airbag goes off.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Okay, Tommy.
Lisa, I love you so much. And I want to take you to prom.
Rocky?
Come on out here, guys. And then five guys come out. And they're like, Lisa. Hey, Lisa. Go to prom with a guy. This guy, Lisa. And then hey. and then they do. And then they all start breakdancing. They all start breakdancing. Yeah.
He hit his head like seven times in football.
The last thing he remembers how to do is breakdance.
He doesn't even remember where he lives.
And
he walks the streets every night.
He hit his head, and the last thing he saw was that Nissan commercial from 2004.
He's like, I can do that.
God.
And then we get into the shape of your name, Lisa. And then I get down on one knee and have a bunch of flowers.
What kind of flowers?
What kind of?
The tulips we have on the kitchen that are frayed like jeans, and you're like, how did they do that with the DNA? Those.
I thought they were carnations.
They can be whatever they want. They are.
Tulips are... What color?
Excuse?
Jesus.
What color?
White,
a color matters.
White with pink and the scent.
Oh.
That's not going to go with lavender. Okay. Thank you so much, Tommy.
You're welcome, Lisa.
Lisa.
Okay, Shane, bring us home.
Hey, Lisa.
Oh,
how's it going?
Oh.
Hi, Mike.
Okay, hold on.
Mike, it's literally fucking freezing out. I have my door open.
I know, sorry. I'm just really nervous. Hack into my...
Hey! Are you guys turning on the game? Come back in, Lisa.
Lisa, honey, who's out the door?
Mom, Dad, hold on 1 second. There's a guy out here.
What?
I can't hear
guy?
You.
A guy?
Mike, I can't hear you.
Smack my butt and fart.
What?
Smack my butt and fart?
I don't...
He doesn't know the lyrics to your song, Tommy.
Smack my butt,
smack my butt and fart is my deep emotion.
Smack my butt and fart.
Smack my butt and fart, you feel the explosion.
Wow.
That's all I got.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks so much, Mike. Thanks. You didn't even...
You shut the door. Shut the door.
Who was outside? I don't know. Just some dumbass kid from my school. He was singing about farts.
Ew.
Okay.
So what number did you think that was?
Weirdly enough, if I were to choose out of three of you, I'd probably go with you, even though you called me a pig.
I didn't.
Wow.
Whatever. Okay.
I got my boys to breakdance.
Stop.
I would say this is like a
options.
Three or a two.
Okay. Mm. And if you said another number, what would
And if you went with something
five.
Else. Five.
Yeah, it was a five. Yay!
Five
for promposal
you know
is
what?
Really hard.
Five is middle of the road.
Five is just like,
Because yours wasn't that bad.
Mine wasn't that bad,
yours wasn't that bad either.
I didn't actually call you pig.
No, I know.
My guy was trying, and he found he heard a really good song, and then he tried to do it, but
it didn't work out.
My turn!
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Rocket Money. When I hear the word money, I used to associate bad words and phrases with it, like stress, time suck, confusion. Now that I use Rocket Money, I think of positive phrases like time saver, financially wise, and hitting goals. Rocket Money is a personal finance app. It allows you to automate your savings, create budgets, track subscriptions, and cancel unwanted ones with a few taps. Rocket Money gives you personalized insights and reports. It alerts you for large transactions, upcoming bills, and low balances. One app can help you with all of that. That's amazing. I mean, I use Rocket Money for helping my budget, saving money, and I love it. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. Now back to the show.
Okay.
My turn.
See it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, do you want to pick?
Do you want to pick?
Yeah, or what is the situation? What? What's the situation
okay,
or the category?
Let's go with, oh my God. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Let me think. Okay. It's a...
Shake weight of the couch.
It is... A pep talk before the game. Before
which
the big game?
Game.
Before the big whatever you want.
Okay, before the big game.
Or before
pep talk.
Actually,
like the
we'll
coach.
Just say
before, the big game.
Before regionals. It's a pep talk before regionals.
Okay,
before
that regionals. Really helped me. All right.
Ow.
Boys.
Yeah.
Listen.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hot out there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep up the water intake.
Oh. Okay.
All right. I have a big shit coming, and I got to go. I got to go drop the kids off at the pool. All right?
Okay. Well, okay. It's tied up. This is pretty important.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And so is, you know, my prostate's pretty important.
Oh,
so I got to let this
involved in that?
All right.
The kids visit the prostate on the way to the pool.
How does your prostate get
You know
involved
what?
In that?
I have no idea. Nurses just go in there and they tell me something's wrong again.
They go in there and they grab
the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have one with me at all times.
Oh. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She's checking in.
Yeah, maybe you should go to the hospital.
Yeah.
I'm not going to the hospital. I'm going to go take a dump.
Oh, what does that have to do with your prostate?
Yeah.
I don't know where my prostate is.
Oh. All right.
Well, look, anyways.
Hey. Look, we got the...
You shaking someone's hand?
We got the tamales coming back out for you, and they're looking really good.
Listen, hey, I know we're all tied up, so let's not keep it tied up.
Okay.
All right, it's coming out. I got it.
Thank you, coach.
No prob.
Brett. Just Brett.
Good name.
Okay. Thank you, coach.
Of course.
Jesus. Come on.
Christ.
What?
Fart and spank my... What is it? Spank my butt.
Spank,
and
my,
spank
butt
my butt and fart.
Why are we
so
children?
So you're spanking and you're farting.
Why are we children?
I did the weird
spank
owl
my
version.
Butt and fart.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
All right. You who's know. Next? Try to top that.
I might not be able to.
10 is the best and 1 is the worst.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
All right, ladies. We got our big group number coming up. I want everyone spinning the best that they can. And you're all ugly little girls.
Oh.
So I want to see you be pretty
okay.
out there. All right?
All right.
Thanks.
Your moms are awful. Awful women, and I don't want to hear from them.
Thanks, Abby.
Okay.
Yeah, I was doing a dance yeah. competition. That's all I got.
Okay, great.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Hey, champ.
What's up, Dad?
Yeah, real proud of you.
Thanks,
so,
Dad.
Wow.
I love you.
Finally here. What?
I love you, Dad.
Oof. Yeah.
Oof.
Well.
Yuck.
This is pretty cool. This is so this is lacrosse.
Yeah. I'm going to make you proud. Wow. I'm going to make you and Gramps proud, Dad.
Yeah.
Gramps is dead.
Well.
Not yet.
Well, you know.
And Dad, if you can just say you're proud of me, I'll go out there and crush this game.
This is too hard.
I'm not going to be able to. I got to head out. Got some work stuff. And
it's the last quarter, Dad. It's,
yeah, you know, but I got some work stuff.
Babe.
But. Sorry.
The car has been running for like 20 minutes.
Dad, who's that?
That's my secretary. Look, I gotta go.
Don't Beauty. Worry. Grandpa's gonna watch your game. Remember.
Yeah, Grandpa's here.
The only thing Grandpa's closer to spirit. Lacrosse is the cross.
Oh, hey,
I'm over here.
Yeah. Are you not? You're not seeing Grandpa still anymore.
Oh my God, it smells like cabbage in here. We have to go, babe.
All right, son. Good luck. Good luck with your baseball
game. It's
like
lentils and cabbage. Like, seriously, going to be sick.
Okay.
What are you going to do? I feel so bad for this kid. Oh, my God.
Who's
going
to pull this old guy out of the room? Wait, we can't leave this old guy in here. Is this your dad? What the fuck was that?
Reverse.
All right.
He's not actually,
like Uno with his asshole.
He's not actually my dad, but you know, we kind of he tags along.
I would like to guess two.
You're correct.
You are correct.
We keep getting ones and twos.
Yeah. That was so good.
The worst situation of all time.
That was really, really
I'm
good.
I'm so out of it. This is so insane.
Those farts were crazy.
Smells like cabbage. The wink from the secretary.
Yeah.
Dad, who's this?
He promised me a milkshake.
Jesus.
Who's guessing?
You knocked one of
Tommy,
them off.
Tommy, don't look!
Whoa!
How did you do
your
that?
Your aggressive push even, like, took off the number. You know when you're a kid and you have so much excitement and you can't... We can't
you know,
see the
you know,
number.
You know it's two. You know it's two.
You know it's two.
Crazy.
You know it's two.
Fill in the blank.
You guys, right, you guys be honest.
Context clues.
You guys what? Be honest. Do you like cheesecake milkshakes?
No.
What is a cheesecake milkshake?
They're like cheesecake flavored milkshakes.
You think I want to be
I'm not
sick
a big cheesecake
for a decade?
I love it.
I like it.
Oh, you go ahead.
No, it's fine. I like cheesecake. I don't want a
cut
milkshake.
That off.
He was really not into
I don't
that.
Want a milkshake cheesecake milkshake.
He literally went, all right.
I was about to say let's do desserts for the next.
Oh, that's so good.
Well,
that's,
he was
now
yes
you know
anding
why I was
you.
Excited.
Desserts is good.
No.
Okay. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Oh. Ooh.
Stop it.
Okay.
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 Love
it. Move it around.
Now this is interesting because this is interesting because everyone has different palates.
I know. So I'm trying to think for Tommy.
Let's think for Tommy. Okay.
Think about my palate.
I'm thinking about your palate.
I'm thinking about the...
So 10 is like the best, and
right,
one
I've
is...
I've got my answer.
Whoa, I don't. I wasn't even thinking or playing.
I'm gonna go with brownie.
For Tommy?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Brownie.
I like a brownie. I can eat a brownie.
I'm gonna take a risk.
Brownies are good, depending.
You go, because I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
think... Vanilla ice cream on it or alone?
I'm gonna go alone.
Okay.
That's interesting.
And 10's really good?
Yes. 10's the best. One's
I'm
going to
go a dark chocolate raspberry ganache cake.
Okay. What's what's a ganache?
It's just it's like a really
silky.
Yeah, dark chocolate raspberry.
Like a tort.
Yeah.
Slurp. Yep.
Like a slurpy tort.
Like a gorp.
Slurpy tort.
What is happening?
Like a gorping. Go on.
Ganache.
Silky not
Grenache is the grape.
Grenache is wine. Yeah.
Grenache is wine.
Which honestly, a raspberry dark chocolate Grenache cake.
Okay, see.
Okay, see.
Sounds good too.
See?
Okay. Like sea salt caramel ice cream that has a hard chocolate shell with like a gorgeous like light. Airy chocolate cake that's in like a small cute little cup with a tiny little spoon and then a matching like thin sexy glass that opens.
Okay.
Right. I'm going too hard.
Right.
It's a 7.
There's like a port that you don't really know much about.
And someone puked, but like a little few tables away.
No, that's not what I said. Presentation is there.
Okay, that sounds high. Yours sounds pretty good too. Yours is less. So I'm like, if I'm putting this together, I feel like it would be a 7 or a 6. But yours sounds like a 9. And yours sounds like an 8. And yours sounds like a 6. Maybe a 5.
The port is like...
So what are you going to choose?
So like how far away did
Leave
someone
Leave the
puke?
Port alone!
So how far away did someone puke at the restaurant?
I would say about 8 inches away. Maybe 8 feet away.
8 feet away?
Yeah.
It's probably an 8 then.
Yeah, probably.
Yay! You got it! Okay, I was like,
on the scale of ice creams a 10.
I was going too hard.
Oh.
I was about to go so deep, and then you had to pull me back.
What would have been a 10?
What would be better?
What would have been a 10?
She got lost.
Something,
in it. She got
a
lost
flame.
In it. You truly just started thinking.
I literally
thinking.
Got lost.
Yeah. You started thinking.
I got so lost.
We
got
to get you a dessert.
Get this woman and oh, get I love this a woman a dessert.
I'm surprised you didn't add ice cream because Tommy likes ice cream.
I know, but that would be a ice? 10 for that yes. would be a brownie with ice cream is not an 8. That's like 9 or 10.
I don't know. It's just
a brownie
so,
with ice cream.
I want
brownie
more.
With ice cream is crazy.
I want more.
But like
I don't need a fancy dessert.
But if you can have like a dessert that's like an ooh la la boo ba ba.
He's an ooh la la. Look at his shirt. Yes. He's an ooh la la boo ba ba.
He wants something that's like
I went first. Once you got into that territory, I was like, oh well, I should have done.
Right.
He wants like tiny little cute little like.
See, whereas for me, I'm like a cookie. That's a 9.
Wow.
That's you know.
Doesn't take much, man.
It doesn't. It's about taste. It's
just
not about
so you guys know
always.
For me, I like cinnamon desserts and I like lemon desserts.
Lemon desserts
that.
Are good.
Me, I like creme brulee. I love lemon desserts as well. I actually prefer that more than like a big honking like.
Okay, I want to know.
Too.
I want to know like,
carrot cake.
Oh, just fuck me up with carrot cake.
I like carrot cake.
I don't like
carrot
it too
cake's a,
carrot
cake's
though.
Like a 6 or a 7 for me.
I like cakes crunchy.
I like it, but it's not super high up. Mm. What about just where would a sleeve of Oreos land on the scale?
Probably like I will always go for fun Oreos.
Okay,
I had the cinnamon bun Oreos recently.
Oh. I'm not that.
But you like cinnamon, so it works for you.
Exactly.
What
I'm
is your
basic.
Number one? What is your number one Oreo? Because the answer. There is a specific Oreo that is the best Oreo.
Double stuff.
Double stuff.
Well, double stuff, but what?
No, plain, regular,
oh,
double
stuff. Oh, green.
Incorrect.
Green, the mint one.
Green?
No.
I know Selena and James agree with me. Guys, it is the Halloween orange Oreos.
Oh,
they are the best. What? You don't agree, Selena?
No, I
agree.
Just like a plain double stuff.
She said you're
no,
gross.
It's okay. orange. Halloween Oreos are the best double stuff.
Something about the orange.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Sweet.
What
cream
is?
Pancake BTS Oreos.
That's too much.
It was delicious.
No, the Halloween Oreos are the best. The Easter like yellow ones are like
gross.
Pretty good.
Close.
And then the Christmas ones are good.
The
but
s'mores
so
ones
the
are
Halloween
good.
Orange.
You just need a little artificial dye.
I don't know what it is. They're different.
He likes grocery store cake.
I like grocery store.
Oh,
I'm not a big,
I can't trust a goddamn thing you say.
I'm not a big cake guy. I don't like cake. That much.
You don't like cake that much.
Not compared to other desserts.
I don't either.
I'm an ice cream person.
But when
ice
I cake,
cream cake
cakes, I'm into it.
Me too.
But when cake a cake, is... but most cakes don't cake.
What about a
I
cobbler?
I love a cobbler.
I like a pie.
I love a cobbler. I love a pie.
I love a cobbler. I love a pie.
How do we feel about flan?
I love
it has to
flan.
Be done right.
Oh, well,
when
sure.
Selena made fucking flan?
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course.
My God.
Yeah.
Of course.
Flan. All of these
best
are
flan
done
I've
right.
ever had.
But not
I'm
like
not saying
an American restaurant that's like, we do flan
okay,
here.
I'm not yeah, it. Obviously I'm not talking about that. I'm not like, yeah, a
just
fucked up
a
cookie. Where's the fucked up cookie?
Have you guys been to Alcove in Los Feliz?
Of course.
No.
Dude, those cheesecakes. I know you're not big on cheesecakes, but also I had one of the best pastries of all time. It was a rose and pistachio pastry with gold flakes.
Their lavender cake. I know this sounds crazy.
Oh my god, yes, it's
fucks
so
me up.
Good.
It is so fucking good.
They're
it's the same
pecan
color as
and
your
praline
corset.
Cheesecake.
Oh.
Sometimes,
what'd you say?
Same color
it gets
as your corset?
Too,
same color as my corset.
Gets away from me.
And I'm not going to prom.
What?
Sometimes, like when the flavors get a little too fancy, I'm just like
it's praline. It's
you
just
don't
a candy
like fans.
I'm gonna bring you a slice of this, and you're gonna
I'm
be
sure
like,
"Sure, I will
he
eat it."
He is an American boy.
I will eat it.
He wants a chocolate chip cookie with
how do we feel about
ice
how do we feel about a root beer float?
How do you feel about
yum?
I'm not in on the root beer float.
Really?
It's like okay.
I'm in.
I would rather have so many other things.
I'm in.
I'm whatever.
What root beer? Because there's mug.
Let's go with Barks.
There's, oh, in. 1,000%.
I'm into Barks. Yeah,
Barks is, that's my favorite.
A&W has my sugar-free.
Okay, here's what I'd do.
But Barks. Okay.
I would have Barks. A blondie brownie, a vanilla bean ice cream, and a root beer reduction that's warm that I pour over the top.
Okay, that's delish. That sounds
wow.
perfect.
Oh, Shane can't get behind so I can that have because the, you said
no,
reduction.
No, I'll get behind that. It's a lot of that is context-based, right?
Right.
So I'm thinking root beer float. I'm thinking, like, I'm out at a park.
Yeah.
Like, you're out. But if I'm that, I'm like, then it's got to be nighttime.
Sure.
Like,
yes.
If I'm at a fancy place, then sure. But when I'm thinking of desserts, most of the times when I end up with desserts are not at restaurants. I'm usually, like, out somewhere, like, whatever, like... The last time I had like ice cream, like I was just out in a town in Colorado walking around, and I got some frozen yogurt.
That's
and that
sure.
hit so
wow.
hard.
Sure. Crazy.
It was incredible.
Yeah, I don't order dessert usually at restaurants unless they have like something weird or interesting.
Me too.
Yeah. Like I love pistachio or rose or like a little custard.
Yes.
See, I'm.
We have similar palates.
Yes, we do.
That's why we share food when we go.
I'm
yes,
pretty
we
basic
do.
With stuff.
I'll eat everything.
I will eat anything. That's. The thing.
Gump, gump, gump.
I'll eat the fancy
gump,
stuff,
gump,
but I'll
gump,
also...
Gump, gump, gump. Gump, gump, gump.
Okay, sometimes so we
I'll
go back to the game.
Take a bite of the table.
No, I think Shane's still working.
Desserts was a good
who
topic.
Who is it? Oh, it's Shane?
Oh, wait. I didn't see.
Yeah, it's Shane's turn.
Okay. This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by ZocDoc. We've been spinning the wheel, not knowing where it's going to land, but taking a chance like that on your health is no joke. Taking care of yourself is so important, and we all deserve to find care that we love. I want to live a long life. I got things to do. That's why I use ZocDoc. ZocDoc lets you search and compare local, in-network doctors, and it's free to use, so you literally have zero excuses. ZocDoc offers more than 150,000 providers with 200-plus specialties, physical therapist, ENT, and oral surgeon are just a few examples. And scheduling appointments is easy. I can see appointment openings and click to instantly book a visit. I love ZocDoc. It's so easy to find in-network doctors just right on the app. I love using it. It's easy. Your health matters, and taking care of yourself shouldn't be complicated. Find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc. Head to ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth to get started and check that appointment off your to-do list. That's ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth. Yeah, I did it. Now back to the show.
Okay.
Six.
Stop it now.
Okay.
Don't you're do not this. Right.
What is your topic?
Do this.
I get an arch nemesis. Like an arch nemesis shows up that I have to fight. Like,
okay.
Or maybe like, yeah. And so 10 being like, oh shit, this is a really challenging, cool arch nemesis. And one is like an arch nemesis that I'm like, I can't believe I have to fuck it. Not that I'm like going to be.
Is it made
them.
Up or?
Yeah,
it
made
can be
up.
Anything.
Like you show up and you get to be my like super villain.
Oh shit.
I get a supervillain. And so like 10 is like, oh shit, they're formidable and also cool.
Okay.
Okay.
One is like, this sucks.
You go.
Your arch nemesis, that is this number, is Shadow Shane.
That's really good.
So
he is exactly you, but so complete
cool.
complete shadow.
God, that's so sick.
Red eyes. And he can create weapons with his shadow smoke.
That's sick.
Yeah.
It's almost like a
and he talks like this.
Personification of like, you know, like
it's like the darkness in your soul. That
like,
you have
yeah,
to
facing
overcome.
I have to face myself.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
You know, like
yes.
It's like your temptations and everything. Like that's really fucking sick.
Oh,
and he loves a complicated dessert.
Whoa.
That's really good.
That's funny.
In many ways he is the opposite of me, but in many ways he is also the same as me.
Whoa.
Wow.
Amanda.
Good luck topping that.
Honestly, yeah. That's kind
that
of
was honestly
like
so sick.
Similar to what I was going to do.
He said that really fast.
All right. This is Machete Shane.
well.
It feels derivative.
Fine. Okay, so fine.
This like
fine.
Sequel.
This is.
You can do Machete Shane. Let's
no,
hear
no.
It.
Do it. No, let's hear it.
This
let's...
is hot woman. Hot, like, you're like.
Okay.
This...
So, okay. Yes, keep going.
Okay, this is Jessica Rabbit. Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit played by Robert Downey Jr.
She has Courtney's voice.
okay.
What the hell?
Again, this is this supposed to be a nemesis. This is supposed to be a fighting nemesis.
And she comes in, and she's like, help me. And she needs your help. But every time you get close to her, she has machetes. Machetes pop out of every joint in her body. Listen.
That's all we're doing. That's literally the only thing.
Jessica Rabbit has your wife's voice. And she's like, oh, help me, Shane. Like, I'm in trouble. And every time you go to help her, she has machetes.
This sucks. See, so Tommy's had me going like, oh, is this like a 9? And yours has me going like, oh, are you okay?
Shut up. Here's what my original was, but it's too close to Tommy's. I was going to do Mirror Shane. Where it's like literally, it's a bunch of mirrors, and every mirror, every reflection that comes back is like you as your younger self.
Okay.
That's what I was going to do. But fuck it. That person's dead.
And said you
because
did.
Jessica Rabbit with machete arms killed her.
Okay. How about this?
So it's Jessica Rabbit.
She needs help.
Chance.
But she doesn't.
She doesn't.
Fine. Before you face Mother Gaia, you must face me, the father of time, Kronos.
Kronos comes out.
Mother Gaia?
Yeah, she's like the mother of Earth.
He comes out. He's like a titan. He's a fucking titan, by the way.
He's like... He brings out his huge fucking scythe. He's like, reverberation through time. Shake all of you. And he's standing before you.
Holy shit.
I didn't know I could use a soundtrack.
He's doing a titan.
Well, Jessica Rabbit has fucking heels and machete arms.
Don't.
Is this somehow a 9 or a 10? Which is crazy.
I had to like offset what was going on.
Yeah, you had to bring out.
You guys don't get it.
One of the biggest arch nemesis in like all of mythology.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with 10. Is it 10?
Oh.
It was 9.
Okay. It was 9.
So close.
If you stuck with me,
out on the bat.
Yeah.
No, but Chance, you had no choice because Amanda did that. That was so.
What did you want me to do? Like fucking Odysseus with machete on?
You could have just been like, oh, your villain is like a super strong, like awesome guy. Like you could have just done.
She was super strong, but she kept being like, I need your help. And then you got closer and she
was confusing.
Why does she need help if she's super strong?
She was manipulating you.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
That's just
such
a mind
thing to do.
You know what?
Spin.
Is it me?
Yes.
This is Amanda's new catchphrase.
What?
10 being a really awesome catchphrase. Okay. 1 being a really bad new catchphrase.
Okay.
This is my new catchphrase.
Do we like that? We don't have to do that.
I love it.
I like that.
Okay.
This is my new catchphrase that I say around the office.
Yeah, yes. And in videos.
And 10
like,
is
this
great...
is like the new thing.
And
like
10
fans,
is like cool.
When fans think of like your quote, like this is the Amanda quote.
Okay, here it goes.
10 is cool.
Here it goes.
Okay.
Looks like girly pops on girly top.
I actually kind of like that.
Oh, you know what I realized?
Am I going to like all of these? Probably.
For people listening, they don't get to see the numbers, so they have to guess along. It's
That's fun.
That is kind of fun.
And someone driving their car to work just threw up. So,
girly top.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, I'm getting some vibes.
I'm scared mine's going to be...
Just do it.
Well, mommy likey, and I'm mommy.
Okay, I can understand where this is going. This feels it's Jessica Rabbit territory.
It's very awesome burger.
Yeah.
Oh, random burger.
Random burger. Awesome sauce.
Ox sauce.
Ox sauce.
This is whenever like someone like me or like someone does something that annoys.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
So you're like, I'm getting pretty upsetty spaghetti right now.
I'm sick to my stomach right now.
I feel like we're under.
No, there could be worse.
Yeah.
Can we go one more round?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
Mommy likey and I'm mommy.
Pretty good.
Oh,
pretty
awesome. I think she's going to start doing that.
Spread the love, not the hate.
Oh, God. Feels like a college poster vibe.
I got it. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I kind of like that one.
Jessica Rabbit territory again. Love it. You can't hide. I didn't hide. Jessica Rabbit machete arms. Fan art.
Let's machete just... joints.
Or spread the love. Joints.
Sorry.
Or the strawberry jam.
Ew! Farmer's market.
This is like kind of your sign out, and you'll just be like... All right, guys. Peace out.
Okay.
Yeah. That feels right.
See, that's making me want to go like 6, and you guys are making me want to go like 3 or 4. Or 5.
Just pick one number.
No. Or 6.
Or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10.
Mommy, like, mommy?
I'm saying 3. Whatever.
Yes.
You got it.
That's
Yay!
It.
Yay!
You got it. Well, which one are you picking? What's your new phrase? You have
I think
to pick one now.
Mommy likey and I'm mommy.
Mommy likey definitely. And I'm mommy. Sounds like something I would say and people would
I think
go.
You would say ew. That.
Oof. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will close my eyes.
Close your eyes.
Let us see what he picks on the wheel. Do it again.
A smiley face. We can't do that. Oh. Okay.
The category is... You're breaking up with me. 10 is the best breakup. 1 is the worst way to break up with me.
Damn.
Is that a good prompt or should I give you another one?
It's a great prompt.
It's a good prompt.
Challenging prompt.
Take your time in the interim. I will sing. There's never been...
Hey, Chance, I know this isn't the best time, but can I talk to you?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
This isn't the best time.
Good timing. Totally. Shane has cried 3 times this podcast.
You geared up for that.
It's literally, and then he went.
I think, Chance, my favorite thing is when you gear up for something and you take so long.
He has
long.
Not let go of this mic since he sat here. I just want everyone to know. Well, he loves
like,
it. It's
you're
very
just like,
sweet.
Okay, okay, hold on.
Because I'm every going time. To the possibilities, I'm not just doing something on instinct.
You're doing the Doctor Strange where you're like,
yes,
you're going through all
I'm
of
like
the
going through 14
ones, like,
million
which one's
possibilities.
The funniest pick?
Like only one.
Uh-oh, all of them are cringe.
Hey.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Girly pops on girly top. Okay, let's go.
That one's good.
So,
hi, Tommy.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Oh. I know we've been having a lot of fun and like enjoying our time, but I just sorry to take you off of the karaoke stage
oh,
just
good.
Then. No. I just just pick someone... the next guy. Pick the next guy.
I'll sing.
I had to wait for like 20 minutes. Okay.
I just feel like it's important that we talk about this.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, not really. I just am not the biggest fan of you singing. And I think I think it's over between us. And I'm really sorry.
Because of my singing?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
it's I'm really Tommy, that's crazy. You understand
I'm
that's
really
crazy,
sorry.
Right?
No, I gotta go and I'm really sorry.
Go?
We're breaking up. I'm
in
sorry.
This bar right now? Gonna,
yeah, but
we're waiting on drinks. Do you want me to can we go outside and talk? I'll close my tab right now.
I'll cover the tab.
Ma'am?
I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of a song.
I gotta go.
You guys get off the
Goodbye.
Stage.
Goodbye.
What? You stole my bike.
Wow.
That's... Oh my God! Shit!
He died in an explosion. Okay.
Okay.
The way I left was not part of the number.
Got rid of that.
Okay. That was just a fun little extra beat.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Chance.
Hey, Dennis, what's up?
So I'm Tommy. You're Tommy. Next to me, Dennis.
He looks
me,
so Dennis.
Dennis, look, I've been having such a great time with you.
Yeah, me too. It's been awesome.
But I think it's just not really working out for me. I think I'm just not feeling it. But I hope we can still be good friends.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just going through a lot. And oh, no. I just feel like I'm not feeling like that this is going way. But, hey, so I know we had those tickets to go see.
Yeah.
Third Eye Blind.
Yeah.
I was wondering, would it be okay if I took someone else to... Took those tickets, yeah.
Babe, I've been literally waiting in the car for like
tickets.
20
I got
minutes.
Us to go.
Yeah,
to
yeah, yeah. Well,
tickets.
I mean, I can Venmo you.
Oh, it's like trash in here.
Maybe, but we can figure that out later.
Okay. But. You know what? Yeah. And thank you for being so forthright.
Oh yeah, of course.
It didn't work out, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you for not like leading me on and stretching us out.
Yeah, for sure.
Can
all right,
we go.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Now?
We're gonna go to this.
It's literally
so tonight.
Bored.
So like, fuck
yeah, so
time.
Hope you have other plans.
So
for yeah, because
I don't.
Bored,
but
right
okay, I guess
now.
I'll figure it out.
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right, all right. I got it.
Literally the boringest conversation I've ever experienced.
Gotta get to my son's lacrosse game. All right.
Boring. Okay. This is a big plate of nachos.
Yeah. Oh, it's a big plate of nachos.
There's cheese all over.
Oh, great.
Oh, God, it took forever, and I tripped.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
oh
no.
No.
Oh.
Babe, it's fine.
Oh,
it's fine.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
no, it's Claire.
Shit.
Claire, it's literally fine.
No, there's nachos everywhere.
No, it's
oh,
okay.
My God.
I'll go upstairs and change.
Oh, my God. Go upstairs and change, because I made these in the microwave. They're probably really hot.
Yeah. Oh, wow. They are really hot. I just noticed.
Yeah. Man.
Is everything okay?
You're probably going to need to change back at your house.
What do you mean?
Your stuff?
Yeah.
I put it in a bag.
Why would you do that?
I can't do this anymore.
like the nachos?
Permanently us.
Oh. Is there a reason or?
I just need to be free. Like it's actually like a me thing.
Yeah.
I just feel like.
Except I'm also a part of this relationship, right? So.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
You are. You're a part of this. And I really am super sorry. But like, I didn't want you to have to like have it be awkward and go up there and pack up all your stuff. So
yeah.
I just like packed up your
so
stuff
you,
ahead
you
of time.
Threw nachos at me?
No.
Oh, that was
no. I literally tripped on the cat toy.
Oh my God. I thought you would like
no,
threw nachos
no.
at me. Okay,
oh my
that'd
God.
Be crazy.
I would never.
Okay, great. Okay. Yeah.
Chance. I was going to call you babe, but that feels like disrespectful.
Well, we've been dating for 3 months, so I don't think that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
so I have to end this.
Okay.
It's such a bummer.
I'm going to take the cat, though.
You know what?
Oh, wow. You're going to give me the cat right now.
Give me, like, a day to think about it.
Okay. Yeah.
And you can stay as long as you want. To clean that up. You don't have to like rush out.
I'm cleaning up the nachos that you spilt.
I'll get a Tide to Go pen.
How about I think about cleaning up the nachos for a day?
That's crazy. You're going to sit in that for a whole day?
Right.
Right.
So I'm going to guess like, 10 being the best way?
Yeah.
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 I'm going to guess, I'm going to go 4.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh my God!
Yeah,
we
I
did
just
it.
Wanted mine to be really.
Did you date guys like that? At any point, like when you were a teenager or in college? Because
what do you mean like that?
Because nacho spiller.
Like just the way that you were that guy was operating. I just am like, man, you've had
you
to
know
have known
guy.
A guy like this.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't know if I've dated a guy like this, but I've definitely had friends who have dated a guy like this. I just know this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's,
chill guy.
He's very one of those guys. It's like, oh.
Because you play that guy so well.
Thank you.
And you played that guy a lot. Like, I feel like multiple characters throughout Baff Legacy.
Yeah.
That guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that guy's
this
a
guy
little, he's
like,
a little flirtier.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that guy I know very well. Who's just like.
Ew, I hate that smile.
I know those guys. Yeah, I definitely have dated one of those guys way back in the day. I haven't really met those guys out here, though. Those are like...
That's not the type like of shitty guy.
Those are
guy.
Back home. Mm.
Yeah, that's not the type of shitty guy you get in L.A.
No, the shitty guy in L.A. is...
The problem,
I don't know. Like, they might be worse.
I think they are worse in LA because they have like the facade. They have a better facade.
They're
see back home. You're like okay. They're going up front here. Yeah,
but here in LA, they're pretending
wolf in a sheepskin.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Or Odysseus in a lambskin.
And I am Polyphemus.
Polyphemus.
Anyways.
That was really good.
That was really
fun. That was a challenging one, I would say.
That was actually quite a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were all very communicative. It wasn't like fucked up, but it was just like, yeah. I need a little more explanation and I'm not getting that.
Yes.
It was like, oh, it's a decent breakup, but there's a shitty aspect.
It was like, it's like very one-sided. I'm taking care of myself without regards to how it relates to you.
And it's right now.
And it's immediate. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's like I can just cut this relationship off whenever I want to.
So what would a one be? A text? And then block, like immediate
full
block.
On, one is a full on like affair and they're leaving for that person and they're like you're losing a bunch of shit in the process.
One would be like, this is my new boyfriend. Come on in.
Yes.
He looks like you, but hot. You know, I'd be like, okay, well.
Wait, that literally happened to me. Whoa. I was dating this guy and he was in town and had a date when he was moving and he moved back to South Carolina and we were talking about doing long distance. We haven't really talked about it, but we didn't talk about, like, we were kind of separating, like, it was just like he was moving, so it was like we weren't gonna be together. And then 2 days after, he was like, I'm gonna miss my boyfriend. On Instagram he posts, I'm gonna miss my boyfriend. Mind you, we've been dating for like, we've been going on dates and going to like baby showers and shit for 3 months. It's been a while. We're spending a lot of time together. Like, I'm meeting his family, I met his mom and his sister. And then he posts the next day, my beautiful boyfriend who looks just like me. He's like light skin, half black, curls, crazy eyes. And I was like, I felt so stupid. I felt so dumb.
Yeah.
But it was, that's a
how would you know?
How do you know? And then you feel so dumb.
Isn't that crazy that that's your first thought is like, you feel so dumb, but literally how would you know? Yeah. How did you know?
And how would you expect that?
No.
Yeah.
Also, fuck him. He posted it?
Wild.
Did you do anything?
He truly took all of you and mapped it onto this new person. Yeah.
Did you say anything?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you called him out.
And did he just not care?
It was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I know. And it was just like, it was just like a blatant, like, I know that I was doing wrong. I know what I did. I'm not lying about it.
He's just like, I know, I'm sorry.
And then
it's just worse.
I was close with his friends, and his friends were like, yeah, we knew the whole time. You knew the whole time?
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, well, fuck all of them.
Right. And now they're all in L.A. They all moved to L.A.
Let's find them.
And they're like, let's be buddy-buddy. This was before I was on Smash. Now they're like, you want to get, can you help us get cast and shit?
No.
We're doing this short film. Can you come do the...
We fucked you over earlier, but can you help our careers?
I can't.
What? No, be like, they already have me. I'm right here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's not the boyfriend who wants to get cast. It's the friends.
No, yeah.
All right, farts.
Sorry. Actually, yes.
Okay, let's do it real quick because we got to go.
All right.
We got to go?
Okay, it's a fart and a goodbye. Is there a number on the board?
Spin it again.
Who's looking?
Wait, yeah.
Tommy, right?
It's
Tommy.
It's my thing that I can't.
Okay. Got it? Okay.
All right. So what's the scale here?
10 is like really, wait, yeah.
10 is like you need to go to the hospital and I feel like I need to turn this video off immediately. Number one is LOL, that wasn't even a goodbye.
Okay.
It's fart goodbye. It's a combo.
Okay.
Okay.
It's fart goodbye.
Fart goodbye.
Spank my ass.
I don't know if we can't top that old man farts.
I think we got
okay,
this.
Here we go.
All right. Do you want me to go first?
Yes, please.
All right. I'll see you later.
That was good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's a light. Go on.
Mommy likey. And I'm mommy.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Thanks for watching Smosh Mouth. I'm Chance.
That was pretty fucking good.
That was awesome. That was well done.
Okay. Is it
really good?
It feels like a two.
Got it.
Yes!
Okay, hold on.
Spank my ass and fart and feel the explosion.
Okay, I'll do a send off with this number here.
Yeah, do a send off with
this
10?
Number here.
Okay, hospital.
Get out! Fuck!
That sucked. That was.
He loved that.
Jeez.
Do you know what I love the most? Is go! Get out! So.
Ending a video with go, get out.
Someone warning you so hard. Like a ship is sinking. Go, get out.
Imagine you walk into a public restroom and there's someone in a stall and they yell that out.
I would get out.
I would
get out.
Go.
I would
gone. Leave it.
I'm gone.
Get out.
Get out. That, I would die laughing if you're in an airport bathroom and
go,
you wait.
Get out. You wait like a minute and you just work.
Go. Go! Get out!
Yeah.
Stop! I'm gonna die. Okay. Okay. Wow, guys, that was Smosh Mouth. Yeah. The Wheel Part 2. The Wheel Returns. That was so fun.
That was. Incredible.
I never wanted to end.
What a great time.
Yeah. Thank you, Chance and Tommy, for being
thank
amazing.
You.
And thanks, Shane, for being here.
Yeah. You know.
It's good to have you back. Actually.
Yeah. No, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right. Go!
Go! Get out!
Get out!